Thank you for joining us. We are so excited to pray together for the city of Buffalo and for Western New York. Coming up, you'll hear prayers from pastors and leaders from Buffalo and beyond. Each prayer is followed by a short pause so you can pray what God has put on your heart. Let's pray for our city, for a great spiritual awakening to happen here.
Jeremiah 29:7. Seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Lord Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to pray for our city of Buffalo. Thank you for these words that you gave to Jeremiah. We are witnessing the resurrection of the economy of our city right now. Thank you for the prosperity that's returning. But Lord, you also said in this verse to not just seek prosperity, but seek the peace, the shalom of our city. And I understand that shalom is the inward sense of completeness or wholeness. Lord, no one in our city can be whole or complete without a spiritual awakening. We thank you for jobs and more jobs, but we add to that prayer now salvation. We declare now is the time for the prodigals to come home. We celebrate the true shalom to our city and all its citizens. May your will be done in Buffalo, as it's already being done in heaven, in Jesus' name.
And Father, even now we are thankful for your love that you've poured out into this city. And Lord, even now I ask that the prayers that have been released will cause a scent to be released, a scent that will create a hunger for you. Lord, Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it's impossible to please you. For he who cometh to you must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You promised that if a person is diligently seeking you, they will find you. So, Father, we just call those people in. We call them in. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Lord, we love you. We ask that you would just pour your spirit out across our city, and we will thank you for the salvations and the turning to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, I just thank you. I come before your presence, according to your word that says to come boldly to the throne of grace. Father, I just come boldly to your throne, Father, acknowledging, Father, that it is your desire to help us in this time of need. Father, there is a great need among your people here in the city of Buffalo, and not only your people, but all the people of the city of Buffalo. And Father, I come before you today to intercede, to make supplications and prayers for all men. And I pray, first of all, for the body of Jesus Christ here in Buffalo. I pray, Father God, according to your word, that we all be filled with the knowledge of your will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding. That we may walk worthy of you, Lord, pleasing you in all things and bearing fruit. I pray that you give us a spirit of wisdom, revelation, and a knowledge of you. That the eyes of our understanding may be enlightened, that we may know the hope of your calling and what is the riches of our inheritance in the saints. I thank you for every believer, Father. I thank you for a mighty awakening among your church, Father God. Awakening of your word, awakening of the Spirit of God, awakening, Father God, that will change our lives and help us to change our community. Also, Father, I pray for the lost. Father, it is your desire, according to your word, that no man will perish, but that all will come unto repentance. Father, your word has declared to us that the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that do not believe, that they may not see the glory of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And now by the authority of your word, I bind and I tear down those blinders that they may see the glory of the gospel and be saved. Father, I thank you for a mighty harvest of souls, for we are living in the days of harvest. And I thank you for them, Father. I take authority over everything in this city, Father, that will hinder a move of God and will hinder people from coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we will give you glory and honor and praise for it. For you alone, Father, are worthy of it. And we thank you for mighty harvest and awakening in our city. In Jesus' name, thank you.
Father God, we come before you in Jesus' name, and we lift up our eyes and look on the fields of Buffalo and see they are white for harvest. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. So we are beseeching you, Lord of the harvest, to send out workers and harvesters into your harvest. And we know, God, that Matthew 13:39 tells us those harvesters are your angels. We thank you, God, for your angels, those ministering spirits assigned to serve and assist those who will inherit salvation. We agree with what you want to do in our city, God, and we say yes to your plans and purposes for Buffalo. We know the heavens are yours, but the earth you've given to the sons of men. It's our responsibility to make our part of earth, Western New York, look just like heaven. We invite you, holy angels of God, to be released in every area of our city, to minister in our schools and on our campuses, in the suburbs and south towns, the north towns and downtown. Angels of God, we welcome you to serve our pastors and assist our politicians. We commission you to visit our university students and to bless our immigrants. God, just like the angels who directed Cornelius to Peter and Philip to the Ethiopian eunuch, we thank you for angels partnering with us in evangelism and reaching the lost. God, just like you sent angels to enlighten Daniel and warn Joseph, we invite your messengers to carry your wisdom and revelation into our region. God, just like you sent your angel to bring supernatural provision to Elijah, we thank you for your angels of prosperity that are being activated in every sphere of business and entrepreneurship in Buffalo right now in Jesus' name. We are grateful for your heavenly hosts who are working alongside us, teaming up together with us to bring in the harvest. We are honored to play a part in your strategic kingdom coalition, cooperating and co-laboring with your angels in the great co-mission. God, we thank you, we bless you, and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Father, you have said in your word in Job 22:25 that we shall declare a thing and it will be established for you, so light will shine on your ways. And Father, we're coming together in agreement to pray and to intercede, but also, God, to declare, to release in Jesus' mighty name another great awakening for the city of Buffalo, New York. Lord, you love Buffalo. You want to do great and mighty things in the city. And Lord, your word says that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can even ask or think. Lord, we thank you that your word will never lie. Father, we thank you that there's no way that you ever go back on covenant. We thank you that Luke says that nothing shall be impossible with you. And Lord, that you do whatever you please, both on heaven and earth, in the seas, in the deep places. Lord, your word says that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. But Lord, your promise in 1 John 5:14 says that we have this confidence if we ask anything according to your will, you hear us. And if we know that you hear us, whatever we ask, we know we have the petitions that we have asked of you. Lord, we thank you today that Jesus said in John 14 that whatever we ask in your name, Jesus, that the Father may be glorified in the Son, you said you would do it. If we ask anything in your name, you said you would do it. Lord, we know today it is your will to pour out your Spirit. We know that it is your will to bless. Lord, we know that it is your will to send another great awakening to Western New York. And Father, we ask it today in Jesus' name, not for the glorification of people or programs or churches, but Lord, we ask today that you pour out your Spirit in another great awakening over Buffalo, New York, and Western New York, that the Father be glorified, that Jesus be made famous again. Lord, we love you, we honor you, and we thank you that that's your will, and we declare it today, we believe it today, we contend for it today, we intercede for this city today, in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were confused and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. He said to his disciples, "The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his fields." Lord, we thank you that the harvest in Buffalo is great. We thank you that there are many people who are ready to come to you, to turn to you. Lord, we thank you that the harvest is ripe. The harvest is ready. The harvest is great in the city of Buffalo. Lord, we declare it right now in our families. We declare it in our workplaces. We declare it in our schools. We declare it in our neighborhoods. Lord, we declare it wherever we set our feet that the harvest in Buffalo is great. The harvest is ready. The harvest, people's hearts are ready to receive you, to turn to you, to repent, to fall in love with you, to serve you. Lord, we thank you for the harvest. But Lord, your word says that we should pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest to send out workers, to send out laborers. And so, Lord, we ask that you would continue and you would start to raise up more workers, more people who are willing to work to bring in the harvest, more people who are willing to evangelize, more people who are willing to serve, more people who are willing to help out your kingdom and proclaim your name. Lord, we just ask right now that you would develop and you would raise up more people, more workers, more people to help us bring in the harvest, Father. We just ask that every church in the city of Buffalo would see an increase in volunteers, an increase in quality people who are willing to help out and work hard to reach your city, to reach your people in the city of Buffalo. Lord, we thank you. We declare that the harvest is great in Buffalo, and we declare that you will continue to raise up more workers in Jesus' name.
Jesus, we come before you today and we lift up this wonderful city of Buffalo, New York. In fact, Lord, we lift up all of Western New York to you. Lord, I personally thank you for such an awesome city. Lord, I was born and raised here and I thank you for blessing me with such an awesome city. But Lord, today we come before you and once again we lift up the city of Buffalo. In fact, we lift up all of Western New York. And Father, we cry out to you today that you would begin to move by your Spirit in a powerful way upon the city. Lord, that spirit of darkness that has hovered over the city, Lord, we pray that you would begin to break through it and this city's eyes would begin to be opened. Lord, we pray for those that are lost, those that are in addictions. Father, those who are just bound up by chains of darkness. Lord, we're believing you that your spirit will begin to break these chains. Lord, that you begin to loose the people in the city of Buffalo. That, Lord, once again, your spirit would move in such a powerful way that eyes would begin to be open, that the scales that have been upon their eyes would just begin to fall off, and people would begin to cry out to you, that people would begin to feel your love like never before. Lord, that people would begin to understand the forgiveness that they have in Jesus Christ. Lord, we cry out for the city. We thank you for the city, and I thank you for the churches in this area. Lord, I pray once again you would rise up in a powerful way, that people would begin to have the burden for the harvest, that they would begin to have a burden to touch their neighbors, touch those that they work with. Lord, touch those that they, their friends and their families, Lord God. That, Father, we would bring forth the light of the Spirit, that in all we do, in all the people we touch, that our lives would reflect the glory of the living God. Father, we thank you for this city. We continue to pray your blessings upon it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord God, Father, we pour out our hearts to you on behalf of the city of Buffalo and Western New York, Father God, and this whole region. Father, once she was a light to the nation, and you called her the City of Light. She was an industrial passageway, and you called her the Queen City. You called her the City of Brotherly Love because of the depth of love and care it has for its neighbors and its visitors. Lord God, we ask you to rise up the dry bones of this city. We already see that your hand has been at work here at our waterfront, at Canal Side, at our military park, in our medical corridor. We see life rising up all over the city and the region. But Father God, today we ask you also to rise up a spirit of unity among our churches, to be the love to each other, to heal our racial and religious wounds, to tear down our denominational walls, that we could all join our dry bones together and work as a body as you first intended us to work. Lord, you will put muscle and bone to this body, and you will breathe a fresh breath of your spirit into us. Pour your love upon us, Father. Pour your love into our churches. Burst through our doors and our walls. Pour your love back into us, Lord, that we can pour it back out into the streets, into the highways, into the byways. By this, Lord, they will know that we are yours. By our love, they will know that we are your servants and we are Christians, serving you, Jesus, loving you, honoring you, leading the way to your heart and to reconciliation with you. We love you, Father. We thank you and we praise you for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do in this great city and in this great region, in Buffalo and Niagara Falls. Pour your love into us that we can pour out to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus, the name that's above every name. And as we pray for our region today, we believe you, Lord, for things that we can't even imagine, think, or see. Lord, we pray for families in this region. We pray for husbands. We pray for wives. We pray for moms and dads, for sons and daughters. I pray, God, that you would heal and restore families that are broken, families that the enemy has tried to tear apart, God, and bring healing and restoration where it's needed in their homes and in their lives, God. Lord, I pray for the government in our region. Lord, that you would continually raise up men and women that would look to you for answers, that they would look to you, Lord, for direction, that they would not try to live by their own desires or convictions, but they would live under the conviction that you are for us and that you have an incredible plan to release over this region. And Lord, I pray for an impartation, a move of the power of the living God in this area, a move that would transform men and women from every background, from every age. Lord, no one left behind. God, even the most marginalized to come to a relationship, to a saving understanding and knowledge of who you are. I pray, Lord, for an increased anointing over every man and woman that declares the good news of Jesus Christ on a regular basis. May our churches, Lord, hear the voice of God like they've never heard it. Let every man, woman who declares the gospel of Jesus Christ do so under the anointing that breaks every yoke of bondage. And let there be peace in this region and hope like we have never known before. In the name of Jesus, I pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Father, we thank you for the city of Buffalo. We thank you that the same way that your eyes and your heart is towards Jerusalem, that your eyes and your heart are towards the city of Buffalo. We thank you, Father, that we declare this to be a Beulah land, a land that you've married. We declare that it is a land where the peace of God overshadows the people of God. We declare that peace and safety will be within our borders. We declare that the blood of Christ cleanses the hearts and minds of the people of Buffalo. We pray for our leadership, our mayor, our county exec, our common council. Father, we declare that you give them divine wisdom that we might live in peace and safety. Father, we declare that the church be unified, that as one body, we pursue your heart, that we might see a revival that will transform not just the hearts and minds of the people, but will transform our city economically, socially, in every way. Father, we declare that peace will be seen in our streets, that the blood of vengeance would be silenced by the blood of Jesus Christ. We declare, Lord God, that your blood begins to cleanse and to transform the hearts of those that don't know you, that we might see a mighty outpouring of your spirit. Lord, we declare that Buffalo is a city that is loved and covered by God. Father, we pray your continual peace, that those that enter and those that exit might recognize that your spirit and your presence is overshadowing Western New York. Father, we declare that the Church of Jesus Christ arises, and we declare, Lord God, that the glory of the Lord is being revealed in the saints of Buffalo. We call this a beautiful city. We call this a city loved by God. We call this a city not forsaken, but a city that you have embraced and that your presence is overshadowing. Father, we declare this in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus, your Son. And God, we bring to you this city, this people, this territory that you have blessed us to live in. Father, we bring to you Buffalo, New York. We bring to you Western New York. Father, we call this region blessed. Father, we believe in the power of blessing. Your word says that life and death are in the power of the tongue. Father, we speak over this region that it is a blessed place. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that the light of your kingdom, the glory of the character and the knowledge of God would begin to increase. God, in every town, in every home, in every community. Father, we pray that there would be a unity among your church. Father, that you would bring us together into a covenantal relationship such as Jesus prayed for in John 17:21, that your church would be one even as you and the Father are one. Holy Spirit, we pray refreshing for the pastors in this region. We pray for wisdom. Father, we pray that Buffalo would be a city on a hill, that it would be a prototype city, an example city of where your glory and kingdom and power and light and love rest. Father, we thank you that in the days ahead, we're expecting to increasingly see your presence and your purpose manifest throughout Buffalo, New York and the surrounding region. We bless you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would pour out of your Spirit upon the city of Buffalo. Lord, we're believing you, Father, for the church to be revived. Lord, we're believing you for a great anointing upon apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, and upon the saints, Lord, of the city of Buffalo in Western New York. Lord, we're trusting you. Lord, that is even in the natural, there's some great things happening in the economy and buildings are going up. Lord, we're praying that now the supernatural, Lord, would come to the city of Buffalo. Lord, we're praying for a revival like we've never had before. A great awakening is, Lord, what we need. Lord, we're needing a transformation of hearts, of men and women, young and old, Lord, to come to the saving knowledge and power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing. Lord, how the good work you began. And Lord, I pray that as we work together, Lord, as churches, as pastors, as leaders, as saints, as believers, Lord, that we, as we work together, we're going to see Buffalo one to Christ. Lord, we thank you for all the spiritual leaders, Lord, in the city. Lord, we thank you, Father, for all the politicians in the city. We thank you for business leaders. Lord, we pray that you would just pour out of your Spirit, Lord, in the city of Buffalo. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you for your love. Lord, we thank you for your power. Lord, I pray that in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we would see, Lord, the miraculous happen, Father, in the city of Buffalo. Lord, we trust you. We believe you for it. Thank you for what you're doing. And Lord, we say amen and amen, Lord, to all that has been prophesied and all that has been declared for the city of Buffalo.
This is Pastor Tommy Reed, and today I join with many other pastors across our city praying the blessing of God upon this great area, including all of Western New York and the state of New York. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I invoke the blessing of the Father, the blessing of the Son, and the blessing of the Holy Spirit upon this area. I remember many years ago, over 45 years ago, when you asked me to pray a prayer by asking me a question. You said, do you have enough faith to say to the dry bones of the city, rise and walk again? And I watched as over half of our population left our area. Almost every major business in the city was closed, but we prayed that prayer many, many years, and it wasn't long before we began to see revival. Revival not only in our churches, as great churches were built, but we saw revival come to our city in the building of billions of dollars worth of new business and the changing of the atmosphere of an entire city. Lord Jesus, this city now needs much more than what we've seen. We pray, Lord, that you will bless the businesses in our city, that you bless in the urban area, bless the suburban area. We would rebuke the violence that's taking place in our city and pray and pronounce the peace of God in this city. And again, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, may the city of Buffalo and the surrounding area receive the blessing of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Lord God, I thank you for Buffalo, Lord, my adopted city, Lord. I thank you for all the work that you've already done here. I remember back when I moved here in 1976, it was a depressing place. There was nothing downtown. It was sad. But Lord, you have done things here that we couldn't have even imagined. You've done economic revival. You've done connecting churches together, Lord. You've done tearing down racial walls, Lord. Lord, we pray for our city. We pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would come and hover over the chaos that is still here, Lord, any violence that is happening, shootings that are happening. Lord, we just repent. Lord, we ask that you would forgive the shedding of innocent blood here. Lord, any abortions happening, Lord, we ask your forgiveness, Lord. We ask for your mercy. Lord, we ask for your outpouring, Lord, that many would be saved, that many would come to know you, Lord, and know the hope that you have for them. Lord, the people of this city, Lord, even as Pastor Ron saw so many years ago, Lord, he too, his vision started with a map. And Lord, you told him to work together to win Buffalo for Christ. And Lord, that is still the vision today, to win Buffalo to Christ. In Jesus' name.
el nombre de Jesús te doy gracias. Gracias por el privilegio que nos da de entrar en tu presencia confiadamente. Padre, yo te pido por el cuerpo de Cristo aquí en Buffalo. Yo te pido que tú nos des una revelación de tu palabra. Que nos dé un espíritu de revelación en el conocimiento tuyo. Para que conozcamos lo que Jesús hizo por nosotros. Padre, yo te pido que nos llenes de la voluntad, del conocimiento de tu voluntad. Para que andemos dignos delante de ti, dando fruto en toda cosa. Padre, yo te doy gracias por un gran avivamiento, un despertamiento en tu pueblo aquí en Buffalo. Señor, segundamente te pido por esta ciudad. Tu palabra dice, pedirme y te daré las naciones como tu herencia. Yo te pido por la ciudad de Buffalo. Yo te pido por la familia, los niños, los jóvenes, Padre, los adultos, los ancianos. Padre, yo rompo toda secadez que el diablo ha puesto en esta comunidad para que ellos no puedan ver el evangelio de Cristo. Y Padre, yo declaro en el nombre de Jesús que la secadez se está yendo y ellos están recibiendo la luz del evangelio. Yo te doy gracias por una cosecha gigante en esta ciudad. Padre, yo lo llamo desde el norte, del sur, del oeste y este. Y te vamos a dar toda la gloria. Te vamos a dar toda la honra porque solo tú, Señor, eres merecedor. Gracias por tu pueblo. Gracias por un avivamiento, un despertamiento. Gracias, Padre mío, por haciendo milagros, sin prodigios, sin señales en esta comunidad. Gracias por las almas. Gracias por una gran cosecha de almas, Padre mío, en esta ciudad. Padre, lo recibimos ahora en el nombre de Jesús. Y solo a ti te vamos a dar la gloria, la honra y el poder porque solo tú eres merecedor de eso. Gracias te damos, Señor, en el nombre de Jesús. Amén.
Thank you so much for praying with us. If you would like to leave a comment, please go to our Facebook page, Pray Buffalo. And if you would like to order a CD or a bumper sticker, please visit our website, praybuffalo.org. God bless you.